Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest is Sally Schlichting, Rob Cohen, and William Todd Hunt, here to tell us about the Cone Brio Chamber Series. What are we listening to right now, Sally?
You're listening to a new composition by Jim Knoll called Step Song for violin and cello.
Great. Is this going to be one of the featured pieces in the concert?
It is.
All right. You're all here to talk about the local composer's concert that's coming up this weekend. But Sally, or any of my guests, for those who don't know, what is Cone Brio?
Cone Brio is a little chamber music series I started to get more chamber music performed in Juneau and to showcase local musicians and artists and now composers.
Terrific. How long is the chamber series concerts? How long have you been doing it? How many years?
This is probably about the third or fourth year that I've done some programs. So, yeah.
Pretty well received?
Yes, very well received. Yeah.
All right. So today, as I mentioned, you're here to talk about the local composer's concert coming up this Saturday, November 3rd, and Sunday, November 4th. Beautiful poster, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Any shout outs there?
Well, I took a flight seeing tour over towards Devil's Paw, and we were flying back, and I was taking photographs, and I used that photograph as a backdrop for the poster. So
you designed the poster
yourself? I did, yes.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
But back to the music. Well, you must be very excited about this. You'll feature 7 local composers, 2 of whom are here in the studio, and 12 new works. So please tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. So this program came about. I was talking to Mike Busey, who's a local composer, and he has a local composers group. And he connected me with some of his pals. A couple of them are here today. And we really liked the idea of putting on a program of all new works by local composers. And there are 24 musicians involved, so quite a few local musicians. The works are for strings, brass, woodwinds, piano. One of them includes voice, and some of them are mixed brass and winds. And we have a couple of larger works that are nonettes, which are for 9 instruments. And so it's really a mix, but they're all very short pieces. They're all about 3 to 5, maybe the longest is 8 minutes. So they're like just little gems, mm-hmm. and you get a taste for the individual styles of each of these composers. So it's really fresh and interesting and just a wonderful experience, I think.
Rob, you're one of those composers. What's your style? What are you going to give us a taste of this weekend?
I am the composer of one of the larger works. It's the nonet, so I guess I win for quantity anyway. We'll see where quality heads. You know, we were all just minding our own business about a year ago after Mike came back from New York, where he spent a year at Juilliard and took one of these classes himself. He was so thrilled by what he encountered that he brought it back, called some of his musician composer friends, Todd, myself, Beth, most of the folks who are composing tonight, and said, "This is too good for us not to try it here." So we started getting together on a monthly basis, setting down different ideas, exchanging ideas, setting rules for composing pieces. And by the time Sally found out about us, we each had 2 or 3 pieces under our belt. And when Sally asked, "You guys want to turn this into a concert?" The answer was pretty clear to all of us. We all jumped at it. And I think all of us are thrilled at the opportunity to present our music, have our friends play it, and to present it to the public at large as part of Cone Brio.
What's the title of the piece that you composed?
You know, I'm the only one who didn't name his piece.
That wasn't meant to be funny.
Well, call me a traditionalist. You'll hear that when you hear my piece. We've got a piece called Undercurrents and Troubled Trio, Singularity, Ouroboros. Mine is called Nonet, because that's what it is.
It's very clear.
That's what they used to do in the old days. You had a trio, you called it a trio. You had a quartet, you called it a quartet.
All right. Well, hey, keeping it simple. Nothing wrong with that. And Todd, how about you? Tell us about the pieces that are pieces that you've gotten.
Yeah, okay, sure. I've got a couple of pieces. One of them is, I think,
very
an important thing. And another one I think is a very unimportant piece.
I'm so, sure they're both very important.
They're both excellent, of course. But the one I think of is maybe not quite as important is it's called Schoenbach Shostakovich. And it takes the styles of Schoenberg, Bach, and Shostakovich and kind of smooshes them into a 3-minute, goofy little piece.
That's what all the kids are doing now.
Right, I know, right? Yeah. The other piece, though, is I wrote for Flutatius, the flute quartet, and it's based on – the entire piece is based on the bird song of the Kauai O'o bird that went extinct in the 80s. And I learned about this from the documentary Racing Extinction, I think is the name of it, which really touched me very much. And hearing this bird song, which we have a recording of the very last one – the musicality of that struck me like thunder. It was beautifully melodic, very clear notes, and a pretty finite set of notes that the bird used. So the entire piece is based on this one bird song.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's really neat. And the poor bird is extinct now,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
you're giving it some new life.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. And are any of you actually performing in any of these pieces?
I am. I play alto flute and flute on Rob's piece and flute on another couple of pieces.
I'm playing alto saxophone on Beth Leibowitz's piece, or one of hers. I forget if she has two. And also clarinet on
Mike Busey's
piece. And I'm conducting a few others, actually.
Oh, a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise.
Okay.
Did we already go through the whole list of composers who will be there?
The whole list of composers is William Todd Hunt and Rob Cohen and Artemio Sandoval, Mike Busey, Beth Leibowitz, and Luke Weld, and Jim Noel.
So, nice lineup.
Yeah.
Is this concert usually part of the Combrio Chamber Series?
This is part of Combrio. It's, at this point, I'm kind of doing some ad hoc programs, and this is one of them. This was a little more involved to pull these composers and 24 musicians together with 12 works. So it's a bit of work. But, yes, it's part of Combrio, and it was sort of my idea that I broached with them. So
this is the first time
this is just the first one of local
composers. I'm sorry. That was a roundabout way of asking that question.
Yes, maybe there'll be another one. And we hope with this program, too, that it's going to pull some other composers out of the woodwork so that we could do this again maybe next year as well. So really hoping that people are kind of intrigued by it. And we'd love to see, too, is more collaboration maybe with poetry and dance and maybe film and new composition, some just more innovative ideas with the arts in town. So.
Well, I think it's really exciting that you're putting this on for the first time, local composers. And I'm sure you guys have played your own original works around before, or is this the first time some of these works will have been performed in public?
Oh, I think all of them are the first performances of everything. Well, Beth's piece that I'm playing on is a revision
with new instrumentation, but essentially 12 world premieres on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
All right. Well, what are you looking forward to the most about this concert or the series?
Oh, I am looking forward to the reactions from the audience to these these new works. And. And just, I anticipate some awe and surprise at the talent that we have in town in terms of composition. And I think it's really exciting. There's some just beautiful works on this program. And so I think it'll be great. I really encourage audience members, too, to come to both performances. It's pay as you can. So, if you hear a piece more than once, it really helps you kind of get a better sense of that work if you're just coming from no context. So.
Either of you two have anything to add about what you're looking forward to or, excited about premiering your pieces?
Yeah, I mean, that's always exciting to me. And having the audience there to experience this is will add a whole new dimension, because we've been working on it, you know, in our little private rooms that nobody else is allowed to hear. And well, okay, that's not totally true, but yeah, the you know, feedback you get, or just the energy you can get from the audience is as they're listening to something completely new that nobody has ever heard in a performance before, I think is super exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. The audience is part of the performance.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yep. Anything to add, Rob?
I agree. I think we're all excited to hear our pieces performed officially in a concert with an audience. And there may be things we hear in them that we didn't quite notice the first time either, due to the changed setting or to the interactive quality of having an audience in the room.
That's true. And as composers, in rehearsal, you're sitting and listening critically and trying to make suggestions. But if you're not performing in your own piece and you're just sitting back listening, you get a completely different – you get into a different headspace, I think. And so that's another thing to look forward to.
Do any of you regularly compose your own scores, original music? Is it just part of your –
in all of my free time, I do try to compose as much as I can.
I wrote music in college, but I haven't since then, and I'm sort of tempted.
Maybe this will inspire you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you are the composer that will be drawn out of the woodwork. Rob, do you compose a lot of originals?
I've composed a lot of jazz tunes for various concerts here in Anchorage, and I've done some film work over the last 4 or 5 years. I've written music for a full-length documentary and then a documentary short. Not quite the same as this kind of chamber music where essentially we decided what do we hear in our heads, what do we want to do, sky's the limit. Some aspects the same, some aspects different, and hopefully one will influence the other and vice versa.
I think it's great. Sally, thanks for putting this together. What a terrific idea. Thanks. Local composers this Saturday, November 3rd at Northern Lights United Church starting at 8 p.m. Also 3 p.m. on Sunday, November 4th. And the best part is it's pay as you can. So thank you, all three of you, for being here. Anything else you want to add?
No. Just look forward to seeing everyone in the audience.
Terrific. Thanks again, you guys, and break a leg.
Thanks.